welcome to This Day in Pottery History, a series of brief observations, meditations, vignettes, and editorials about the backroads and byways of pottery history that helped shape the pottery world as we know it today, here on this very day in pottery history. I'm your host, Stephen Earp. For images and reading lists associated with these narratives, visit StephenEarp.com/podcasts. And now, let's get going.
Episode 39, Champagne. I find myself at yet another outdoor show, hoping it won't rain or get too windy. Instead, it's hot, humid, and stifling. The customers are wilting. How did I end up here? How did all this begin? Actually, it all began in the 12th century with the first of the great medieval fairs in the fields of Champagne in northern France. These fairs were a raucous, sprawling combination of trade show, flea market, and circus. Similar bazaars developed earlier in the more civilized regions of the Middle East, Africa, India, and China. But that's another story altogether. For centuries after the fall of Rome, and even during Roman times, Europe had no organized economy from which to develop such an event. At the risk of a sleep-inducing lecture on medieval economics, two things prevented fairs from developing in this part of the world earlier: Catholic Europe's antagonism towards usury, including, broadly, the concept of commerce, and the manorial fief system that kept artisans tied to one lord's manor as their sole market base. Of course, a sort of farmer's market existed in towns and villages, and Jews, Arabs, and other outsiders were allowed, barely, to move goods from one place to another to sell at a profit. But rampaging Visigoths, Ostrogoths, Lombards, Huns, and Vikings were mere memories by the 12th century, and the Black Death was still 100 years in the future. Cities swelled in this stable environment. The manor now had competition. Merchants made the annual trek to the fields of Champagne to stock up and place orders for luxury goods to feed their voracious markets, old and new. The great Champagne fairs eventually faded as competing regional fairs sprouted up. One surviving craft activity in Champagne, however, was pottery. A vestige of those far-off days could still be seen centuries later in the rustic redwares of Troyes. I'm looking through one end of a telescope at the colorful, exotic beginnings of the modern craft fair. What would medieval potters from Troyes see if they looked back at me? Thanks for listening. And until next time, remember that exotic question posed by Omar Khayyam in his Rubaiyat. All this of pot and potter? Tell me then, who is the potter, pray, and who is the pot?